Blog Talk Radio. Beautiful hearts, welcome to Ancient Awakenings, Prepare for Change. It's the first Sunday of the month, so it's Blog Talk Day when we open our call to friends and family and other non-members to get a taste of what we're all about, to see if they resonate with us as light warriors and way showers. If you feel that connection with us, it's likely because you're a part of our soul group and you are being called back. And if so, we're pleased to get reacquainted and welcome you home. Every Sunday, we get together in this lovely place known as Ancient Awakenings because James McConnell and Joanna were guided by one who serves to hold space where we, those of the 144,000, could have a place to remember and reassimilate the ancient wisdom we all carry within us. That is the wisdom that heals and manifests and connects us to our divine selves mentally, emotionally, and spiritually so that we become the creators we are meant to be. Ancient Awakenings is a safe place where we can share without ridicule what we've learned and experienced. It's a place to reunite with soul family in unconditional love. And it's also a place where the Ascended, Company of Heaven, and the Galactic Beings, our extended family, can guide us, teach us, mingle with us, and laugh with us. And yes, sometimes at us. We get you because we're just like you. We are you. In short, it's a place where we can fully awaken to who we truly are. So as the saying goes, if you find yourself here, you're supposed to be here with us. I'm Zoe, and Pallas Athena Rita is here with me as always. And today is August 5th, 2018, and we are looking forward to our advance that's starting Thursday. We got a whole bunch of new people to meet who are coming for their first time, and it's shaping up to be a pretty momentous time. So, let's see, what's happening? On the Earth plane, we've been witnessing incredible changes in this world, all for the good. And we are extremely grateful for the White Hat Alliance Q team and all who are sacrificing to secure our country, our liberty, which truly translates into freedom for all. And I'd like to read you part of a very moving letter that was sent to the Alliance Q team. Whether the author is consciously aware of Saint Germain or not, this is a testament to Saint Germain's grand project and the work he is doing to resurrect this country as he envisioned. So just doing a couple of paragraphs. So about midway down the letter, this writer says, "We have all been chosen by God to live in this period of history, a time when in all likelihood the United States is all that stands between our civilization's total capitulation to this evil and a future that we would want to pass on to those who inherit this earth from us. However, it is you, the citizens of the United States of America, that are bearing the greatest burden in this fight." Then he goes on to talk about the media and its part in the disinformation. And he says, what is happening in this moment in time, led by your president and this phenomenon of Q, is attracting the attention and support of the world. We are you and you are us. We share your contempt for the corruption, for those that would sell out the interests of our countries for their own benefit, and most egregiously harm our children in ways we had never even believed were possible. To President Trump and Q, and those at the sharp end of this war, whilst not American citizens, please know that we outsiders are in awe of you and those that stand beside you. We know that this has not been attempted before. We see the gravity of what is unfolding and the courage and spirit it took to engage such an enemy. It is clear that this international cabal still has the ability to inflict pain and death, and no hesitation to do so. It is hidden, clever, evil, and well dug in. Lest we forget, this is a real war and good people are dying. Please know that there are many out here who understand your sacrifices and the risks being taken on our behalf. Thank you and God bless you all. And we, those of us on this call especially, we are all so very grateful for everything that you, the Alliance, and Q Team, and Saint Germain, Sanat Kumara, Sananda, Ashtar, et al., everything that you are doing. We love you, and yes, sir, Mr. President, we do trust the plan. So on the cosmic front, as we were talking about a little earlier, we've just been through a slew of celestial activities, from the lunar eclipse to the Mars perigee to a full blood moon to the start of the galactic new year. Happy New Year, by the way. And now we're already feeling massive effects from the energy leading up to the Lionsgate portal opening on the 8th. It's a time to create the reality we want, which is why One Who Serves and Posse set the advance for this particular time. Then it's on to a solar eclipse on the 11th, followed by one of my favorites, a Perseid meteor shower on the 12th and 13th. We just had a planetary alignment, like a once in every 800-year occurrence, and several planets are retrograde now, giving us the perfect time to stop and reconnect with ourselves before moving on. Taken individually, these are each considered pretty rare, but put it all together, and it's pretty friggin' amazing. What an extraordinary time it is. And geopolitically, world peace is breaking out all over. Things are getting so much better. People are finally starting to expect peace. But that also means the cabal is throwing everything they can at us in their last-ditch effort to stop Gasara, to stop the RV, and in particular to stop the exposure of all their own treasonous, seditious, heinous acts against humanity. More lone gunman attacks, more trolling, more dirty bomb attempts, more attempts on the president's life. We need to be on our toes, and at the same time, we need to be forgiving and loving. Stay neutral, but stay focused, because when we stand up together, their game is over. Where we go one, we go all. So make the most of these opportunities to go into the stillness, let go of the traumas, and step into the flow of this incredible wave of energy, the greatest wave of healing energy ever seen. Lana Vassar's channel said that this is a season of unprecedented joy. And I'm totally on board with that. So let's live it up at the advance, and let's use these cosmic events and the global changes to manifest the world we want. And now let's get Pallas Athena Rita, our resident numerologist, astrologist, spiritual counselor, Nisara expert, and all-around great teacher and coach to come in. Athena?
Thank you so much, Zoe. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine all the time. Let it shine. I wanted to begin the greetings today with my heartfelt of music. And as Zoe was saying, there's so many changes. And yes, number five means changes. We're still going into a lot of fives, as you have noticed. Now, a little astrology with that. Uranus is in Taurus right now. And Taurus is an earth sign, which is, she brings in, we'll say she, is associated with wealth and material things. So what is that telling us? Are we going to get the RVs or what? Maybe so. Now, what I'd like to say is the last two eclipses has led us up to the third one, which is happening through the first 2 weeks of August, leading us into the Lionsgate, which happens every year, by the way. Now, I want to say something about our advance at this time. I am always so happy and honored and joyful when these advances come. And mainly of all, I want to say something about our host, Joanna. Joanna, she does all the organizing. And if it wasn't for Joanna backing James, I don't know how James would do it. But we know he does. He's great. But he gets up at 6 o'clock while we're still sleeping, possibly at the advance, and she starts preparing breakfast. And I think right now she's probably cooking some and freezing it, if I'm not wrong. I could be. And she's always joyful, always smiling, has a coffee ready, which I like in the morning, and everyone seems to. Something else, it's like a five-star restaurant. But there's one more star, because Joanna gives it from her heart. And we can feel that. I do, as I eat her breakfast and her lunch and her dinner. It was very sorrowful when we had to go to the restaurant before. But now she's going to be cooking all of our meals. And then James. Well, James has been doing this for 30 years. And if it wasn't for him, of course, they couldn't bring in the masters. And we have the one who serves. And we have Sananda, who is our leader to our group, but there's a lot of other masters come in. And we have Randy Joy, who helps and teaches with her wisdom and her knowledge. And Moses, who does the sight and does the technology. And Zoe, of course, who keeps everything in line. And she makes sure everything is in line. I'm saying that from one side of my mouth to the other. I'm in my cheek just kidding you, Zoe, but you do in my book. And she does the transcript and the recording, Moses and her. I'm telling you, if we didn't have all these people, how could we have an advance? And those on the ships helping us. I just want to say I love every bit of our advances, and I'm coming again this time, too. I can't miss it one time. Of course, you never know about where the money's coming, but it always comes. I don't have it in advance, but I put it out there, it comes. And I want to say blessings to all, and I'll see you at the advance, even if you're on the phone. Bye for now. Okay, Zoe.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. I was muted there.
Thank you so much, dear. And yes, can't wait to see you again, too. So let's just jump right in. And as most of you know, how this usually works is James will get us situated for the meditation, and then Sananda will step in to guide it. After meditation, we move right into channeled messages, either from Sananda or one of his guests. Then our longtime friends, one who serves, who give new meaning to the term ascended hosts, they'll pick it up right afterward to offer their words of wisdom and then MC the Q&A portion. So let's just get James on.
Okay, thank you, Zoe, Rita. Wonderful, everything that you shared. I just wanted to add to what Rita said. Not only Randy and Joanna, of course, and I agree with you, Rita. Without Joanna, we wouldn't be doing this. So that is a given. And I just want to also add that this time Mary Lou and Peter will also be sharing their expertise in various things. So, and then we also have Crystal, who's going to be doing yoga in the mornings. So that's going to be wonderful. So, okay, let's start with the meditation here, and then Sananda will be in. Does everybody get into a quiet place? Get yourself situated. Begin to breathe evenly and deeply. Always helps to breathe it in through your nose and out through your mouth, rhythmically, gently. And with each breath, just focus on letting go. Focus on relaxing. As you breathe in the breath of life and you exhale out any tension, stress, negativity, let that go out with each exhalation of your breath. Now, as you're breathing in, breathe in the golden white light and see and know and visualize that light moving throughout your body, filling your body with light. It's a light going everywhere in your body. Now, if you would visualize, put all of your attention and visualize your heart center. Feel your heart center. Let yourself experience your heart center. As that heart center, that fourth chakra, opens up to a beautiful bouquet of roses, red roses. Beautiful red roses, deep ruby red roses. And then just above your heart center, call it your high heart, the opening of your high heart. And that opening into a beautiful bouquet of pink roses. Deep pink, magenta colored roses. And as you're looking at those roses, see not only the beauty in them, but feel the beauty in them. Feel the energy in them. Smell the roses. Then let yourself move into that high heart center, your consciousness, as if there were a doorway there. stand at your heart's door and knock. And if you would open it, I would come in and sup with you and you with me. Invite me in, invite the Christ consciousness in to that heart center, that high heart center. As you yourself and the Christ consciousness move into this center, deeply into it. At the same time now, be aware of your third eye center in the middle of your forehead, the sixth chakra pineal gland, and see the two connected now, your high heart center with your third eye center, as an energetic connection forming a vortex of energy rotating in a clockwise fashion, connecting the two, a heart-mind connection. The heart-mind connection opens a gateway that we will be experiencing more fully at your advance. All of you will open this gateway. Gateway into higher consciousness, into higher love, into higher experience. Now, see and feel yourself, your consciousness, in your third eye center, in your middle of your forehead, and look out through that doorway, that eye, as a window out of your physical body, and let yourself move out through that doorway, that window, where you're then outside of the body, and you can turn around and see your body there. Do this as an experience of being out of body, of feeling the out-of-body. As you see yourself sitting or laying there, know that you are not the body. You are pure consciousness, pure soul consciousness, not the physical form. Physical form is yet but a shell, an instrument, or you're using now. Now, if you would, step into your Merkaba or your Merkaba light vehicle, often known as in a light body. Step into it now. It's just outside of your body. Those of you that don't know this, simply visualize a six-pointed star, three-dimensional six-pointed star, sitting just outside of your physical body. It can be small or large. But know this six-pointed star as a vehicle of travel, as if it were a small ship, your Merkaba ship. Move now into this Merkaba light ship, as if you were moving into the ship, positioning yourself in it, a one-man or one-woman ship. If you like, you can have instruments all around you. Most will see crystals of different sizes, colors, shapes, many different colors surrounding your Merkaba light ship. And as you begin to rise now in your ship, in your light body, rising up, through the roof of your building that you find yourselves in, into the sky. Notice the ship vibrating faster and faster, rotating. The top part rotating clockwise, the bottom counterclockwise. All rotating at once together. And as it is all rotating around you, know yourself as being perfectly still, perfectly calm within the storm around you. The storm being the rotating, the vibration of your light body. Now higher and higher upward you go, up past the Earth's atmosphere. And now, amongst the many ships that are out here, the many ships that, while cloaked in a three-dimensional illusion, are not cloaked to you now, as you raise your vibration into fourth and fifth density vibration. And as you look back down on the Earth, seeing her in all of her beauty, see the Earth as filled with light. The light coming from everywhere, coming from the cosmos, hitting the Earth, lighting up the Earth in many different colors. Literally see the skies opening up, the clouds parting everywhere, and the energies flowing from the sun, from the galactic central sun, down through the solar sun, to the Earth. And as these light rays penetrate the Earth's atmosphere, creating a kaleidoscope of color, penetrating, piercing through the clouds that are parting. And if you were looking at it from the Earth, from the surface of the Earth, you would see this many colors as if the aurora borealis was everywhere at once. This, my friends, would be the event. This is what the precursor will be to the event. You will literally see the energies as well as feel them. All of your senses will come alive with these energies. See now the entire planet bathed in this light, in these many colored light, the violets, the blues, the purples, the magentas, the golds, all of the many colors of the rainbow and beyond. You will be there to witness, as you are doing now. And of course, along with these energies, it's a consciousness shift unlike anything that has ever occurred here on the planet previously. A shift that will take you to the highest levels of your being in that moment that can be reached. Think about it now as the energies have been coming in and how you have been feeling these energies, and then multiply it hundreds of times over. And you will begin have a glimpse of what it will be like. I ask you now to begin to drift back to your bodies, to your physical bodies, knowing as you move back into your body that again, this body is but a shell, an instrument, a vehicle for you, for your consciousness, to hold your consciousness and to hold the light that is ever increasing every second, every moment of the day. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am your Sananda. And I say your because I am very much involved, very much with this particular group, this Ancient Awakenings. Just as I am with many other groups, even at the same time as we are communicating now, I am in many other groups, speaking to many others across the planet. And yes, even in many different languages. For it is time to raise the communication to all across the planet, to raise the awakening that is happening. And an awakening indeed is occurring now. And you are all a part of this awakening. You, those of you that have awakened first, are preparing to awaken those who will come after. And then those who awaken will help to awaken those who come after them, and so on. For the energies, as they continue to come into the planet now, increasing in force more and more each and every moment, each and every day, the energies are increasing, becoming more and more powerful. More and more to raise the consciousness of each and every one of you and each and every person on the planet, as well as all life forms on the planet. And those of you that have been feeling these energies, this one I speak through included, you are feeling these energies in different ways than you have ever felt them before, because you are being acclimated to these energies. You are being prepared to handle these energies so that you can work with them and, even more importantly, help others work with them after. Many will be brought down to their knees by these energies. Some of you already have been. Some of you have wondered, am I now leaving this planet? But yet, time passes and you are still here because you are meant to be here. You are meant to go through this, to experience this, to have these new understandings, these experiences. Because you are in those moments prior to the great awakening that is now happening across the planet. And as you are in those moments, and as you awake the many changes that are not only happening outside of yourself, but certainly happening within. Because as these changes happen within you, that changes everything outside of you as well. It is always so within and so without. always remember that if you are waiting for that moment or those moments for the changes to happen, then you are missing the changes that are happening within you in these very moments. Do not wait. Embrace the energies. Embrace the light. Let the light come in and then shine it forth. Just as my disciples, let the light shine forth when they went about their business. It is time now, or nearly time, for you all to go about your Father's business. You're all going to find a connection, a higher connection with your higher self this coming weekend. Not only because you attend the advance, but because those of you, the light workers, the warriors, the sharers, the bearers, those of you are here now to experience the light, share the light, to be the light. Go forth now and be that light to all. I am Sananda. I leave you now at this point, but will certainly be back with you strongly, fully, and in many ways, much stronger than I have been previously, as will many of my brethren, those brothers and sisters that work alongside of me to help to mentor all of you. All of my peace and love be with all of you.
Om Mani Padme Uma, Om Mani Padme Uma, Om greetings to you. Here we go, people. You ready? Are you ready for what is coming? Not only for what is coming this weekend in your advance, but for everything that is coming to the world, to the planet, the energies that are coming in. They are going to become incredibly stronger as each day goes by now, as these cosmic events continue to happen, and as the Lion's Gate opens up, a Stargate that is going to propel you all into the highest heavens within your being. We cannot be too much more explicit at this point, but it is going to be miraculous for many of you to experience the energies as they come in. Again, not only at the advance, but as they come in to all over the next weeks and months that are coming here. It is going to be something else, and we are all anxiously awaiting in anticipation, because we have prepared for this for some time, just as you yourselves have been preparing for this as well. So we are ready here to answer questions, if there would be. There you go, Zoe. Take it away.
I have one.
So we
all
must
right. Well,
go
thank you.
Here to prepare the way here, and then there can be the questions.
Okay. Well, thank you, One Who Serves, and thank you, Sananda, for always being here for us. We do love you so. So the question process, for those of you on the phone, it's really simple. Press 1 on your keypad to raise your hand. When it's your turn, I'll call out your area code. Tell us your name and where you're located. Be brief and succinct with what you're asking, and remember that the more specific your question is, the better the answer is going to be. After your question is answered, press 1 to remove yourself from the queue. So come on in and let's see what we can stir up. And Joanna, did you have any emailed questions?
Yes, sorry. I have one from Tom Grassel. And his question is, today August 2nd, I was getting ready for work, and I remembered my mom got new glasses the day before. So now she can probably see a pimple on a ladybug. Ha ha. About 3 minutes later, a ladybug flew into the bathroom as I was about to shave. The question is, did I manifest that ladybug? And if so, how can I do this again with something else?
Oh, my goodness. We have been sharing this for some time here, over and over in many different respects, preparing you for those times when your ability to manifest is going to become greater and greater and greater. It is going to be astounding to you as those times when you have asked for things, you have prayed for things, and then they do not happen, or they happen much later, or they do not happen in the way that you wanted them to or expected them to, in terms of there being that buffer period, that is going to be gone, people. That is going to be gone. We cannot say it any other way. You are going to manifest directly as you are asking for something or as you are creating something within your imagination, within your mind. It is going to be immediate. Just as you can put out your hand and ask for something to appear in your hand, it is going to be that quick as you learn how to do this. It is a process. It is not something that will happen overnight to most of you, although some of you will be able to do that. It is a process, and you can even call it a scientific process, because it is a science that is beyond the science that you understand now. It is certainly a metaphysical science that you are going to be grasping as a race, as a whole here, as a collective whole. The entire planet is going to come to understand how to do these things, how to experience this, how to manifest this. So yes, my dear brother, you were experiencing a manifestation process here without even knowing that you were doing it. And for many of you, you manifest things every moment and you do not even know that you are doing it. And that can come in terms of communication with another person. You are saying something or thinking something rather within your mind, and then someone else says it because they pick it up. You are manifesting thoughts for them to pick up, you see? It is happening more and more and more, but this is just the beginning of the telepathic process that is coming here. Many of you are going to experience this telepathy that you have all known before. It is a remembering. It is a coming back to you. It is not something you are learning now. It is just something you are remembering. You can say you maybe will be relearning it, but you have it within you, and you are going to be experiencing this, as well as moving objects with your mind. And yes, as someone said earlier, even flying. Can you imagine? You will have the ability to fly. Wow, can you imagine what this will be like? Instead of all the ships and planes and all of this, we people flying everywhere. Of course, that is somewhat down the road. We are not going to say that is going to be tomorrow or anything, but it is coming. It is going to be a part of moving into the higher vibrations and being that lighter part of yourself. Not having that weight, that density that holds you down, gravity holding you down. You will be beyond gravity in that respect. So those of you that have had the dreams of flying, that is not simply a pipe dream. It is real. You are flying in that experience. It is real in that experience. But it is also, many of you, a remembering of when you could fly. In other planets, other systems, you have had these experiences. So again, get ready, be ready, because the energies are coming. You are going to experience many shifts and changes in you, outside of you, all around you, everywhere. There are going to be changes. So we hope this answers your question, dear brother.
And one who serves?
Yes.
Shoshana wishes to share?
Yes, please. Yes, always.
Shoshana wishes to share on manifestations. And this is the real issue with manifestation currently in our lives. One who has an expectation, one who prays, may not realize that the expectation and the prayer is sprinkled with their doubts. And when doubt enters an expectation, however small, and when doubt enters a prayer, however small, a manifestation cannot occur in its purest form. We must be careful to strengthen our faith and let go of our doubt. And the one who asked about the ladybug did not have an expectation, did not think about it, did not try. And as a result, he manifested because there was no doubt in his mind and he didn't try. So part of manifestation is letting go. Ask and then let go. That is all I have.
Wonderful. Yes. Very good. Would there be questions, other questions now?
Well, that gives, makes crystal clear the meaning of the saying, be careful of what you wish for. So is there anything else in the house?
That is correct, yes.
No, Zoe, that's it for the email.
Okay. All right, so first question online is from 860.
Hello, my name is Irena, and I am from Connecticut, and I have one quick question to who serves. And my question is, it's happened a couple days ago. It's the same question, but it's about the birds. One of the little birds, brown birds, were trying to get to my office. It went to one window, second window, third window, and four. So then it disappeared. I left my office. Then I saw a lot of little birds flying. And between these little birds, I saw white little bird. White, and it's completely white, only had little blue on the top. I never seen anything like that. I even went online and searched for the birds. I never seen birds like that online. So what's the meaning of it?
We would do here is turn it back to you in terms of what is the meaning for you? What did you experience from this? In terms of your initial, what you call gut feeling or intuition that came to you at that very second and moment here.
It was a sign for me because I don't know what sign. It was showing that something happening, but I don't know what sign exactly. Like somebody was sending message to me. But I don't know exactly who.
But we can tell you then, if you are saying it was a message, it was certainly a message from your higher self to share with you that things are certainly changing all around you, within you, just as we have been saying. And the higher self is giving you this message that this change in terms of a bird that you have never seen before, that you cannot find on your internet, it is saying that everything is changing very rapidly here, and there will be new birds and new animals and all of this. Ones that have been extinct in the past will come back. That of the unicorn and others will come back. They are mythical in your understanding now, but they are real, and they are going to be coming back. And this is an indication of how things are changing so rapidly, and there will be new life forms that will be coming to the Earth when the Earth has fully moved into the higher vibrations, along with all of it, the people here on the planet, all life forms here on the planet. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Irina, please press 1 to get out. Next question is from 832. 832.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
All right. This is me, David Quinones, in Houston. I wasn't sure if we were using the first 3 digits of the zip code or the... the area code or the last 4 digits of the phone.
Area code.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. My question to one who serves is about archons again. It's kind of a 2-part question. The first part of the question is sometimes I feel like I get up in the morning and I'm in a bad mood. Is that something related to the archons bothering me during the sleep time?
We did not quite understand. In the bathroom, did you say?
Bad mood.
Bad mood.
Bad
yes.
mood. Yeah. Is that what something that when you... Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your moods are simply that, being moods. And it is not something that is being perpetrated on you. You are just simply having these moods because you have the programming from the past, the connections to the past, to the understandings, to the memories that are coming to you and inciting those things within you, those your chakras, inciting your chakras to remember these things and then to manifest them outside of yourself in terms of emotional outburst moods, anger, everything that goes with these various emotions. And certainly that is your lower chakra centers activating here. If you are activating in your higher chakras, then you would not have these mood swings and these outbursts and things of this nature. That will be a thing of the past as you move up higher and higher in vibration, therefore being higher, moving up higher in your chakra centers as well. Okay?
Okay. And the second part of the question is, we know that all these old good energies, the light energies, are coming upon us, and they'll be also dropping on any negativity, including the archons, whatever archons we got remaining here on this planet. I know they can't survive in the light. We know that, but would there be a clash between the light coming upon the negativity and the negativity causing all these corrupted politicians and elites to actually kind of reveal themselves of all the bad things they're doing? This is in addition of what's already been done from the president. But is that part of it too? Because they can't live in the light, so are they going to cause also the negativity to actually come out? Is that part of the play out of the light,
yes.
The energy is coming?
Yes, this clash you're speaking of is already occurring. It is or has been happening for some time, and it is happening and will continue to happen for a bit yet. But understand that the dark forces are being eliminated all the time here. Every moment there are more that are being eliminated, both those that are non-physical in terms of the archons or even the archons that are physical within certain bodies here on the planet, in terms of what you call the minions here on the planet. And they are dissipating, being taken off planet all the time here, as well as those arrests that are happening behind the scenes that have not been brought forth yet, and what you call the sealed indictments, which are close as we find it to becoming unsealed. Many of them are going to be unsealed here. And all of this is the process that is going through, that is bringing the darkness into the light, illuminating the darkness, a better way of putting this. The light is illuminating the darkness. So all of those things that have happened behind the scenes, in the closet, you might say, for some time here, that they did not want you to know about, it is being brought forth. It is being brought into the light. And as it is being brought into the light, then more and more people across the planet are going to awaken because of this. One particular movement that is happening is your QAnon movement. It is real, it is happening, and it is awakening a great many more that would not have awakened until it hit the mainstream media here. And that is happening more and more, even though they are laughing at it or mocking it or saying it is conspiracy theory or whatever, it is bringing it out into the open, bringing it into the light. The darkness is being illuminated. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. You just answered many other questions that were in the background. Thank you very much.
Yes. Funny how that happens here.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, David. Next question is from 778.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Nisha from Vancouver. Hello, everyone. My question is, at around the night of the 25th, one day before the new galactic year, I was almost falling asleep, and spirit or the galactic or the angels, whoever, put something in my throat that woke me up, and they made me aware that they put something in my throat. So I was wondering what is that, and the next day, at work in a situation, I noticed that I was telling the truth about a situation, I mean, how to treat kids better in better way, whatever. And I was impressed by myself because the old me will please people and will care about not hurting people's feelings. And so I wasn't probably telling the truth all the time. So I want to know if it's possible, what was this thing and the purpose of it? And the reason for me wanting to know it is I wanted to cooperate more and do more by being aware of what it was, and I will do more of it to help the experience. So thank you so much.
But we can tell you, in terms of your dream, this is a dream experience, and we are wanting to get you all to understand that these are experiences beyond the dream programming that you have had in the past. They are real, they are experiences. And this particular one was an activation of your fifth chakra center, your will center, your speech center. And it is the coming of out of the truth, or bringing the truth forward, revealing the truth, so that you will speak the truth. Not that you do not regularly, but there are times certainly when you don't, when others don't, and many of you find that in your lives, that you are not fully speaking the truth, but yet you want the truth. You want the truth to be known everywhere. And we can tell you from your movie where it says you cannot handle the truth, yes, you can handle the truth. You want the truth. And the truth will set you free, and it is setting you free. And again, those of you that have that in your dream, it is real. It is a reawakening of the fifth chakra center. James has had that at several times here. He spoke of it once quite some time ago. And it is a real phenomenon that is happening as you are having these experiences in other dimensions, in other alternate realities, we will call this. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Nisha. Next caller is 805.
Yeah, hi, everyone. This is Melinda. And one who serves, I recently finished reading the book Secret Places of the Lion by George Hunt Williamson, who is Brother Philip. And I'm pretty sure I recognize myself in the book as being a historian on Lemuria. And I was one who was involved with putting secreting our family records. In fact, for those who don't know, the Secret Places of the Lion title of that book refers to the places where we did hide our family records. So I guess I had two things. One is, I'm wondering what my, I know also that my title was Lady of the Sun. And so I'm wondering what my name was in that incarnation. And then also, I guess I have an issue when I go there, because when I was a child, I started sliding down a couple hundred foot cliff. And so ever since then, I'm not real crazy about being upon precipices, such as climbing down within a crater. So I'm wondering, I know that we secreted a spaceship there, and I'm sure that we must have had a reason for doing so. And so I can think of one very good reason, which I won't mention on the phone, that we left it there. But I'm wondering, since it's already there, do you think that it could be arranged to where it could reveal itself and we could maybe just be transported to the crater in our spaceship? And if that's not possible, then I would just ask that my family, who is always there, who I see all the time, if they could come and take me down into the crater. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is I really don't want to climb up and down into that crater. Is that possible?
Well, we can tell you first on your first part here, we cannot give you your name that you had at that time. That you must come to on your own here. We are not in the process of giving names out, just as we don't even have to share our names with you for the most part. You know that one has here, but we are the one who serves, and you are who you are. And the name itself, whether it is name now or name in the past, is not important. It is always the message that counts here. As to the second part of this, as to proximity or what it would be like to travel down into a volcanic crater, you do not need to do that. Those that will be on this expedition this first time will not be going down into the volcano to the bottom as group before that has. You do not need to do that. So that is not an issue. But it is not to say that it is still not a trek. You have to make a trek. You have to be somewhat in physical shape to be able to do this. It is not for one who has difficulty walking or climbing a little bit. There is some of this. There is a need to have good heart condition, because there is some strenuous activity, but not a great amount, not as it was for the groups in the past here that have ventured there when they did go down to the bottom, you see? So no concern about this at this time.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for that.
Yes. Other questions?
Thanks. Yes, our next one is 323.
Hello, one who serves. This is Josh. Very grateful for you being here. My question today relates to some communication I've been having with what feels like an angelic Arcturian council. And they seem to be quite excited that I'm going to the advance. I've conveyed that they use this as an opportunity to deepen working with me and communicating with me. And so can you elaborate perhaps on their connection to you, perhaps our connection together?
What we can say is we are all connected, certainly. We are all one. From all across the planet, all that have ever been here on the planet, ever left the planet and will come back to the planet, and all that are on other planets, other solar systems, other galaxies, we are all one. So it is not that there is any separation whatsoever. So in that way, we are all connected. We are also connected, you being with those of the Arcturians and those here on the planet, and certainly within this group, Ancient Awakening, you are all part, and we are all part of a soul group here. Yes, we, the one who serves, are part of your soul group. Sananda is part of your soul group, you see, others as well. And we are all connected in this, and yes, they are almost to the point of being giddy. Happy, jovial, all of these things that you, not only that you are going to the advance and you are going to be a part of that, but what you are going to experience in the process of being there and what is going to come after this. More on this we cannot give, or you must experience it directly as you will at that time. Okay?
Wow. Thank you so much, one who serves. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, thanks, Josh. Next up is International. Is it Rhea?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Wanissa. Blessings of unconditional love. I've just had a really profound experience with the meditation, and something just happened, and I'm not really sure what to make of it. Can I share it with you? Maybe you could shed some light.
Yes, please.
Through the meditation, which was amazing, because Fernando just blows it out. He's just amazing. And I was really feeling it. I was up in my Merkaba, so I was very well protected. And my Merkaba, I was in my Merkaba. I was very well protected. I was sharing the light down to the planet, and I can see the light going everywhere. It was amazing. And for some reason, my mind was directed to Africa. And when I was directed to Africa, at this point, I don't know what it was, but it was something dark was almost felt like it was coming towards me. So I felt a pressure on my chest, like a breathing in. And at that point, I turned around, I looked towards the ships, I looked towards my twin ray, I called my twin ray, he came straight towards me, into my Merkaba, he kissed me, and then he sent me back down. So what happened, I don't know, I'm a bit shaken up, to be honest, and I just need to share it with you. I don't know what happened. Thank you.
You remember when Sananda said that the light is illuminating the darkness? This is an indication of light there going into a certain area in Africa, as you are saying, where there is still quite a bit of darkness that is long-standing, has been there for a long time, was accentuated, you might say, exaggerated even, in the late 1990s here, when the Congo, an area of the Congo, opened up to many archons coming in at that time. It opened up a portal or a gateway, and they came in en masse at that point. And there is still an indication there, or a semblance of darkness that is still there because of this. And the process that was occurring there, and the process that is going to occur on the mass meditation on the 11th here of August, directly, that is when this gateway is going to be completely closed. So this was an indication of the darkness that is still there and how the light is coming to the dark, and they do not like it one bit. So that is what you are experiencing, or what you did experience there. And it is the beginning of this gateway closing here for good.
I was protected. I just thought, oh no, were you not protecting yourself, Rhea? That's not like me at all. I'm always protected. I was in my Merkaba. I felt it. I could see it. I was spinning. The Merkaba was spinning, so I was protected, wasn't I?
You were completely protected in your Merkaba vehicle, yes, in your light body vehicle, always.
Oh, no good. And it was just I've never experienced that before, when he serves. I've never experienced that before, so I don't know why it was me who had to experience it, but hey, oh well. But I felt very safe, and I was literally, when Sananda, I could see everybody was already going down and back to their bodies, but me, I was still up there until my twin ray went, nope, off you go. So,
yes.
Yeah.
If you think that was something, wait until the event.
Oh, exciting. Thank you. I love you for clearing that up. Bless you. I love you all, and thank you. Mwah.
Thank you. Okay, next is 562. 562.
Yes, hi. This is Christy. I have
Hello.
A question for one who serves. Yes? Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Hello? Yes. I have a question for one who serves. I had a desire in the middle of the week or earlier in the week to pull some crystal wisdom oracle cards, which I've had for 3 years and never used them, but I was drawn to them. I did pull four cards, and the meaning of each of the crystals that I pulled, one was transmutation magic, compassion, passion, and trust. And I put those cards in my bed and slept with them, actually. They were facing the window, which I could see out into the sky. And between 12 and 1:30 for 4 or 5 nights in a row, I've been awakened, and I have looked out, and I've seen what I believe is a spaceship that traverses the sky kind of in the same pattern all 4 or 5 nights. And I even had to put my glasses on to make sure it was not in plane, that it was, in fact, something different. And it looked like a star, a star moving, you know, slowly, not quickly through the sky. So I would like to know what this means.
It means exactly what you are thinking it means at this point. You must allow yourself to experience the connection with your higher self here. Your higher self is whispering to you, giving you that faint whisper within your heart center and sharing with you an opening that is happening now as we speak here. And what you experienced there was certainly not a plane. It was certainly not a star. Stars do not move like that. It was as you were experiencing. And everything that is happening to you now at this point is happening for a reason. Not only you who is asking this question, but all. You must understand that you are all coming to remember many things within you. You are all coming to have things revealed to you that you did not know existed, or that you did not believe existed, or you did not think that it was going to happen to you. You know, those of you that say, why does it not happen to me? Well, it is happening, or it is going to happen. It is happening right now as we speak here, and it is coming even more and more to your understanding, and you are all going to experience many more things that are going to shock you at times, that are going to, yes, even at times, bring you to your knees, as we've spoken of the energies, as Sananda spoke of the energies, as you are acclimating to these energies. It is all a part of the process, the transition that you are moving through now. And this transition is creating many new energies coming into the planet. You see, there is a process that is happening as the Earth is moving through the solar system. The solar system is moving through the galaxy. The galaxy is moving through the universe. And all are moving into areas that they have not been in a very, very long, long, long time. And you can even say that the cycles that are happening, if you look at it from a scientific point of view, the cycles that are happening simultaneously, we would say here. And the energies, that is, you move from area to a different area of the galaxy, and galaxy moves to a different area of the universe, it is opening up to all new energies. And the energies themselves, even from the universe itself, we speak only of the galactic central sun, but what about the universal central sun? You see, there are central suns within central suns within central suns. And it is all in the process of change here. And you are coming to what is really going to be called the zero point. You have many definitions for the zero point, but the absolute definition of zero point here is when the source itself, when prime creator goes from a in-breath to an out-breath, and that point between the two. And that is what is happening or going to happen, and that will be the bringing of the event here when that occurs. It has never happened here within this planet ever before. So it is a process, it is a major cycle change that is going to happen. And if you can imagine the universe itself moving from an in-breath to an out-breath, and that exact zero point between the two when it switches over. A rest and an energy. A rest and an energy. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
My goodness, that was the most beautiful answer I've heard to that question in a long time. Let's see. We have David is back. So that would be 778. David, can you hear us?
Actually, that's me, Nisha.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Thank you so much. So that's, again, I put myself back on the lineup if there were
fine.
No more questions. Okay, thank you.
Before we have a question from you here, are there any other questions, or is this the final one here?
This would be the final one.
Very good. Then we will answer this one.
You know what? Give me 1 second. 562, that was Christy. You just asked your question, right? Okay. Just wanted to make sure, because sometimes people don't take themselves out of the queue, and then I can't tell. Okay, Nisha, go ahead.
Thank you. So my question this time is about time. We understand at this point that we need a time to experience the illusion of separation from the Father, and we needed the past, present, and future, this linear time, and it looks like we are transcending it. So on July 26th in the morning, usually I will have my oven clock is a little bit ahead, 30 or 45 seconds ahead compared to the iPhone and the iPad. That morning, something happened and my guide made me aware about it. But at that morning, the iPad and the iPhone was ahead compared to the clock, and regular clock on the kitchen. And I got from it that it's a cosmic something, it's an acceleration or whatever. So is there anything, please, you can explain what happened and what's happening with our relationship with time as we know it?
Not so much exactly with your occurrence here, but for all here. Understand that time is shifting. Time as you know it is not going to be the way it is now in the times ahead. No pun intended there. You are going to experience many shifts, many changes, as we have been saying, and part of this is your sense of time, because you are moving closer and closer to the no time. This would be the zero point, as I was just speaking about here, where this comes to that point which is always and never at the same time, all or nothing. If you go into yourself, you can begin to understand. Your three-dimensional consciousness will not directly understand this. But as you are moving up in higher vibrations and memories are coming back to you, this will become clearer and clearer to you that time is going to stand still at a certain point. So you are moving to that, and you are going to experience many different things that are going to lead up to that. One is your noticing of certain time frames in your 11:11, your 12:12, your 3:33, your 4:44, 5:55. All of these kinds of things are bringing you closer and closer to a remembering and a re-understanding of how time works in this illusionary system here, and how time itself is not relevant in those higher vibrations and higher dimensions, not as you understand it now. Okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. One who serves, one more came in. It's a new one. Would you like to take it?
We'll take one more, yes, and that
okay.
will be it.
Okay, then our last questioner is 307, area 307.
Hello, one who serves. This is Karen in Wyoming. Thank you for taking my question. It's almost embarrassing to bring this up because I've brought it up a couple of times regarding my smoking addiction. And last time I asked, you had mentioned a past life connection and recommended doing a past life reading, which I did. And I've also done several sessions of hypnosis for smoking, and I'm just can't seem to be done with this habit. And it's so much now affecting my health, breathing, chest pain, and doing quite a bit of damage. And I'm just wondering if you can, if there's anything else you could offer that might help me. I'm struggling quite a bit with this. Thank you.
When you said you did hypnosis, and even more importantly, when you said you had past life reading, was it a reading or did you experience it yourself?
It was more of a reading.
Yes. That is one thing that we would recommend always, that you do not have someone else tell you what you were, who you were, what you experienced in past lives. You must go to it and experience it for yourself. That is not to say that there is not some accuracy in those readings. There can be. But that in itself will not affect you in the way that it can if you re-experience those memories yourself. And again, that's all they are memories. Your past lives are memories. And you can all tune into those memories. It is not necessary for there to be a person there to guide you, but it can be very helpful. So it is good to have a past life regression, not only through hypnosis. There are other avenues of expression to be used in this way, such as the one that we speak through here, the multi-level awareness experience that we do with you at these advances. They are more than just to be able to go and experience past lives. You can experience dimensional understandings, dimensional travels. All of this is a part of this. But to understand this particular smoking habit, it is something that you must come to fully want to let go of, because it is a pattern that you have held on to. And unless you release that pattern, those energies within that pattern, then you will continue to hold on to this and continue to need that particular device or particular tool or particular crutch, better word here, crutch, that continues to hold on to you here. So let go of the pattern in whatever way that you can. Now, with that understanding, we can tell you that as you move into these higher vibrations, that will take care of itself. That is for all there. Everyone that has addictions and of any kind will find that as they move into these higher vibrations, as they experience this higher consciousness will lead to the lessening of all patterns that you came in with. And all of this will lead to moving into the higher vibrations and staying in those higher vibrations, okay?
Okay, so to let go of the pattern, though, you said that a past life regression would be helpful. Did I understand that correctly?
That would be much more so than someone else telling you what you were or what you experienced. To find that pattern, you must find it within yourself as a memory. Don't let anyone else tell you your memories. You must come to the memories yourself.
Okay. Okay.
Hypnosis directly can also be very helpful if you are fully allowing yourself to be hypnotized and to let go of it in that way. But you must be fully able to do that. And we find as we are looking into this more, you were not able to fully let go in this respect. Even though you thought you did, you did not. Do you understand this?
Well, yes, I did 3 sessions. And so I'm wondering if I can't be hypnotized or if like you said, maybe I just am not allowing myself to be hypnotized. I'm not sure.
That is what we're saying, yes. You are not able to, or so far anyway, allowed yourself to fully let go. There is a portion of you that is holding back to this hypnotism because of what occurred in other past lives, other patterns here that are holding you from this hypnotism being able to work here for you. There was a control, another that controlled you in the past. And also there were times, as we are finding it, where you controlled others through the use of this particular modality.
Okay. So then rather than doing more hypnosis, it would be better to do some past life regression.
That would be helpful, yes. But predominantly, find yourself in those higher vibrations, staying there more and more, and you will find that you will no longer even want to have a cigarette.
Right. And I have found that that's happened, but I just feel like I don't have the time to wait to be fully in the vibes before I don't want to end up on oxygen, and that's kind of where things are heading. It's getting that critical, so I guess I'm getting kind of desperate.
make the time because this is your life you are speaking of here.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Okay, one who serves. We're clear.
Very good. Then we are going to release channel, but before we do, we will just share that those of us, one who serves and many others, will be there with you. All will not be speaking directly to you, but will be there in spirit, in consciousness, in oneness. And there will be a camaraderie, you might say, of many different ones, cosmic beings, you can call them, company of heaven, ascended masters, galactics. Many will be there because there is a happening that is occurring. And it will happen as a result of this Lion's Gate opening here on the day before your advance begins, the 8th, as we say here, August 8th. And there is a process that is going to happen. Again, it is going to be a gateway opening, a portal that is going to be opening, and there will be many there that will be experiencing this directly with you, much more with you than has happened up until this time. That is all we can say about this, but there will likely be manifestations that will happen to some, if not all, at various times. That is a great expectation set up, we know. But we are doing this purposefully because we want the expectations to be high. Because if the expectations are high, then your consciousness will be high all along with it. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Shanti.
Thank you so much. I don't know. I'm heightened. My expectations are up there. And thank you, everybody, who asked questions, because as we always say, great questions lead to great answers. And in my book, there were some really great ones. So thank you for asking those. And thank you all for joining us today. We're glad you came. And we hope to see you next month on the first Sunday. In the meantime, keep your vibrations high, positive and loving, no matter what you think you see going on around you. And for the rest of you, we'll see you next Sunday. And for a whole bunch of you, we'll see you Thursday. Join us by signing up at www.meetup.com/ancient-awakenings. There might still be some room to join the advance by phone. We talked about that, didn't we? Did we? I don't remember if we talked about it on this part of the call or not. But if you
I did a little bit.
Okay, so if you want to join by phone, get in touch with everybody right away. Get in touch with James immediately or Joanna. Otherwise, please RSVP on the Meetup site to attend the Sunday group meetings. Our website is www.ancientawakenings.org.
check it out for the archives of the Sunday call recordings and the transcriptions, which I always recommend you go to if you're new to the group. And especially if you've asked a question, go back and listen to the recording just in case you missed something. And as more members enter the group at different stages of development, there's lots of gaps in information. So notice what it was that guided you here. And then go back and read the transcripts, listen to the Q&A, or you could contact Dr. Wanda and make use of her welcoming program that allows newcomers to have access to someone who's been a member of AA for a few years, you know, to help bring you up to speed on the education that we've received before you became a part of this. So please take advantage of that. We're on Facebook, if I can remember this, at ancientawakenings.org and Ancient Awakenings on FB, as in Facebook. We're also on YouTube as Ancient Awakenings. I'm sure you're noticing a pattern here. And we also have translations of channeled messages on the .org website. Our once-a-month blog talk call is the place for aspiring members, so please invite anyone who would be served by this. And as an FYI, you can join the blog talk call via VoIP. So it's a great alternative for the extreme long distance audience. And then you can find these call recordings on blogtalkradio.com/ancientawakenings-prepare-for-change and also on our website. Whew, okay, that's it for me, James. You want to take it back?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Zoe, for everything you're doing, for certainly for the Blog Talk Radio show, being a hostess, and also, of course, for your transcriptions every week, because everybody loves the transcriptions. And then thank you, Rita, for, you know, what you brought into it, and Joanna for what you brought with Shoshana. All I can say is they sure are building up the expectations to all of this for this weekend coming up. Lionsgate, you know, which is Wednesday, isn't it? Wednesday. I guess that's opening up a whole new portal gateway. So I guess we'll hear a lot more about that over the weekend. Actually, they just said, you're not going to hear more about it. You're going to feel more about it. So, you know, take that for what it is. So anyway, that's it. Thank you all so much for participating. You know, without all of you, there wouldn't be an Ancient Awakening. So thanks so much.
Thanks all of us.
For being here. You know, what's that saying, the Q saying now, where we go one, we go all. And that is really becoming a catchphrase across the board, not only on the alternate internet now, but now you're seeing it on the regular media. So get ready. Get those seatbelts fastened. Keep them fastened. All right, so that's it.
Peace out.
All right, thanks. Love you, bye.
All right,
bye.
Take care now.
that nobody knows where the rivers flow, and I call it home, and there's no more lies in the darkness is light, and nobody cries, there's only butterflies.
Lore fue la mejor en la clase de arte.
Claro, será ilustradora como su mamá.
Obvio no, ella será arquitecta como su abuela.
Lo que decida merece el mejor comienzo. Este regreso a clases, ven a Scotiabank y contrata tu préstamo personal sin comisión por apertura. Tú decides, nosotros te asesoramos. Solicítalo en tu sucursal. Consulta términos, condiciones, comisiones y requisitos de contratación en scotiabank.com.mx/préstamos.